good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he didn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our very own Native Roots Trading Post. We're located at 700 Nicollet Mall, downtown Minneapolis. We're on the first floor of the Deaton's building. And guess what, Robert?
What's that?
We are going to be at the Minnesota State Fair this year. We have a booth, and we're approved, and we're going to be there for 12 days of fun.
Hey, you know, and we're going to do a little broadcasting from there, too. So that's going to be fun.
That's going to be great. Yes. And
add to the pressure.
The store downtown is open till June 30th, but you could visit our website and shop online.
Hey, let's get to right away, get flying here with the news, because I know there's a lot going on, and why don't we go with the news with Ogama, with the news that you don't hear anywhere else, Wendy.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Buju Anin, everybody. This is Ogama Ganuakwe for Native Roots Radio, here with you with some news and also some event information coming up for this weekend. It's going to be a busy weekend this weekend. There are a lot of events coming up this weekend in the Twin Cities throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin as well. The first one that I want to highlight is this coming Friday, June 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. is going to be the Reclaiming Our Identities Two-Spirit Powwow on this June Pride Month. That's going to be at South High School in Minneapolis. If you have questions, you can contact 651-308-4816 if you'd like to be a vendor, if you're looking to be a drum or a performer. Everybody is asked to, if they can, please bring a trade item such as a non-perishable food item, gently used clothing, or in order to receive a raffle ticket and a food voucher. There's a limited amount for those, but this is a mutual aid event open to all communities and is brought to you by the Minnesota Humanities Center. Just as a reminder, this Two-Spirit Powwow is a safe space. No predators, alcohol, drug, or tobacco use is allowed at this coming event. Again, Two-Spirit Powwow, South High School, June 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Address is 3131 19th Avenue in Minneapolis. Super excited to see Pride events happening this year for our relatives. Happening Saturday in Wisconsin, Saturday, June 25th at Bayview City Park in Ashland is the Communities United by Water or Shikwamagan Bay celebration. This is a chance for water protectors to meet, organize, inform, sing, dance. There'll be live music. There'll be lacrosse. There'll be community potlucks and Native American feasts and awesome speakers. I believe they're having musicians there as well. Events actually kick off Friday the 24th. And first thing in the morning, Saturday, June 25th, the first round of this event is scheduled. So that's definitely something you're going to want to take time to get out to Ashland and do, especially if you're in the Wisconsin area. Other events that are coming up include the Grandmothers of the Sacred We event, which I believe I touched base on a little bit yesterday, but this is just such an exciting event. This is more of a national event, actually. So Great Grandmother Mary Lyons, who we've had on Native Roots Radio, is part of this group, Grandmothers of the Sacred We, and they're having a Zoom gathering. So if you're wherever you are listening to us from, you can check out Great Grandmothers of the Sacred We, June 25th, again, Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. They are gathering to share sacred community, love, prayer, wisdom, laughter, and friendship. They will have Grandmother Isla Paul, who's Maori from New Zealand, Great Grandmother Mary Lyons, who's Ojibwe from Minnesota, Grandmother Pershley Ami, who's Hopi and Tewa from Arizona, Great Grandmother Mueto Taiha from from Maori tribe in New Zealand as well, and grandmother Devi Tide, who is from the Sufi tribe of the Northwest Pacific in Washington. They do have a free Zoom link via their email list, and you can go to the Grandmothers of the Sacred We Facebook event page to get that link. There is limited spaces. Only 100 spaces are available, but it is free. So make sure you take the time to join and learn from our elders for that event. It's going to be so exciting. I think I might try to tune in to share with that one. And then another one this Sunday is going to be a Water Protector Sharing Circle and Open Mic Night. This month, they are featuring the original documentary, Every Step of Prayer by Augustine Ganley. Come with 3 to 5 minutes of music or poetry or spoken word or film or whatever you can offer to the movement, and or just come to participate and simply to hold space and enjoy. All are welcome at this event. It's sponsored by the NIBI Center, which is N-I-B-I, NIBI, and you can find that link again under Water Protector Sharing Circle or WPSN on social media. Some national news that I want to touch on, and I know I think I talked about this maybe a couple of months ago, but there is a Netflix original children's show that is coming, and it is called Spirit Rangers. And animator Joseph Clift shared on his social media one of the first images of Spirit Rangers, which is going to be released later this year. And he said that he cannot wait for everyone to see the first native created animated series for a major streaming service when it hits Netflix later this year. And that one of the episodes is one of his episodes, and he just look at the hoop dance regalia. So I'm assuming Mr. Clift or Joseph Clift put together some of this dance regalia on the screen. If you're watching us online, you're able to see that first clip image. I am so excited about this show. My first daughter's a little bit too old for it. She's just out of the realm for this, but it is a preschool age show that follows three siblings as they adventure So they follow Native American sibling trio Kodiak Summer and Eddie Sky Cedar, and they have a secret. They're spirit rangers, and spirit rangers can transform into their own animal to help protect the national park where they call home. They have the show, and the show has the blessings of the Chumash and the Cowlitz tribe, who this show is primarily based on. And the Spirit Ranger Kids show on Netflix has an all Native writer's room led by half Mexican and half Chumash showrunner Carissa Valencia. So I'm very excited about this, excited for my youngest daughter to maybe be able to take part in this as she gets older. And it's just so very exciting for those kinds of things to be happening. I wish I had a release date for you. All I know is that it's happening. It's going to be released sometime later in 2022. Also in Minnesota, a little bit more local news here, we have the first Indigenous Miss Minnesota here. Rachel Evangelisto has become the first Indigenous woman to be crowned Miss Minnesota. And according to CBS News, Evangelisto came to Minnesota to pursue her degree, and she graduated from the University of Minnesota in 2019 with a degree in political science. However, she was now accepted into the Mitchell Hamlin School of Law, and she hopes to obtain a degree in tribal law there. And she works currently as an Indian Child Welfare Act guardian and is an enrolled member of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. She started pageantry at age 13, and before she was crowned Miss Minnesota, she held the title of Miss Winona. And Robert, I just wanted to say, you know, congratulations to you and your tribe over in Wisconsin as the Ho-Chunk tribe is celebrating their dugout canoe journey that just launched on June 20th. Tribal members and students from the Ho-Chunk Nation set off on a week-long journey along the lakes and rivers, launching out of Mendota County Park and the village of Wanaki on June 20th. So prayers and blessings to them on their journey as they travel on the dugout canoe.
Wow, that's exciting, Ogama, and appreciate all you do for us. That was a great little piece there. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Griselda with Alliant on next, Wendy, and we're going to talk a lot about a lot of things Alliant does, and also maybe a little bit about how we can protect ourselves from this heat.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at
651-304-9986. This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Yes, 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 indeed. Hey, we just want to give a quick shout out to our people out there in Wisconsin land listening to us live. You know, that's exciting that they have that dugout that was reported, the dugout canoe that they're going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can throw it on the Mississippi or something, and we can see it with our pontoon here in But hey, great to have Griselda on again, and we have a lot to talk about, so we're going to do a couple of segments here. Why don't you say who you are and what you do and remind our people all over Turtle Island, because we have people listening to us all over the country, what you do, and let's talk some exciting things that you've done and also maybe some hints for our people out there about energy.
Yes. So good evening, afternoon. I was going to say good morning, but that's where my head is at, right? So good to be here and see you both, Wendy and Robert. Griselda Aldrete with Alliant Energy. And, you know, my role is to kind of work with different stakeholders that interact with our company to make sure that we are being good corporate citizens, but also doing good for our communities. And so there's a lot of exciting things that I've been working on personally on and off my job. And so I'm just excited. And I love warm weather, but that can also, you know, be a detriment to some, right, if you don't live in areas that have air conditioning. But, you know, people who complain about this weather, I'm like, talk to me when we have, like, negative degrees, then you can complain. But right now, I'll take the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, the 80s are fun, and the 90s, I guess I'm getting old, Wendy.
Yeah, you know, the older I get, the least. The less I could take the heat. I was just telling Robert, you know, 10 years ago, I would have loved a day that was 101 degrees and I would have walked and, you know, it would have been okay, but I can't do that anymore.
Let's talk about it. It gets tough.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, energy right now. And, you know, I know Wendy and I are, because we don't have an automatic thermostat, we get the humidity out, and then we turn it back to fan, and the fan blows it around. What are some hints that we can get people to keep their bill in check?
the bill in check and keeping ourselves cool at the same time, right? Well, first and foremost, hydrate, right? Water, anything, you know, that you use to hydrate, make sure we're hydrating, because dehydration is a thing. Even the small steps that we take in and outside. I mean, I think when the weather's this hot and, you know, naturally as humans, right, we operate mostly on water. So we need to keep feeding our bodies more than enough. But anytime you can have your blinds semi-closed, I like natural light. Otherwise, I think it gets kind of depressive and I think it helps everyone's mood. but I think making sure your blinds stay somewhat closed but open helps reduce some of the heat that comes and come in through the windows. In the winter, I think we've talked about is keeping your thermostat at 68 to kind of regulate your house temperature. In the summer, I know it sounds high, but 74 is where you traditionally should keep your thermostat because it kind of levels off, again, kind of the heat outside and indoors. Using the oven, right? I mean, I don't know who's baking cookies in the summer, but some people do still like to bake, but that kind of elevates the heat in the kitchen. So if at all, right, utilize grills, cook outside, even when you're drying clothes, if you can hang them outside, right, kind of minimizing that, you know, that bill and the energy that we're using. I'm a tree lover, plant lover, so invest in some plants. They're not only beautiful aesthetically, but they can also kind of help keep your house cool. They absorb some of the moisture in the house. And some, for example, like calla lilies or lilies, right? They're great. They're low maintenance. Don't forget to water them. But they're kind of the best ones to help absorb some of the heat. I know most people didn't know that, but I learned that by doing some research.
I didn't know that at all. We have a dining room. We have a dining room light that gives off a lot of heat too. So Robert and I are always trying to, you know, shut that off if we're not in the kitchen dining room area too.
And the TV too. If you're not watching TV, I know those flat screens pop out a lot of heat.
Yes, they do. And, you know, we've talked about this, but unplug what you're not using, right? The cell phone charger, anything that you don't need to use, you know, kind of, you know, take that off. And yeah, that light, right? That TVs give off, you know, anytime you're in a room and you don't need the lights on, turn them off and enjoy the beautiful summer light that we hardly get in Wisconsin, right? Or like the daylight savings time where it gets darker later. And I love it.
Well, you know, let's switch gears just a tad and how important it is to check on our relatives too.
Absolutely. I just read a horrible story this morning about a five-year-old that died in a car because the mom forgot the baby in the car in the heat. I don't know how you forget someone in your car, but it does happen. And so I think, you know, make sure that you're calling your neighbor, right? Family members far and close just to check up on them, you know, and sometimes, you know, I also read a story in Milwaukee where there was a huge, a shutdown with obviously the storms from last week on a water plant. So people had to boil water to kind of, you know, kind of just get by through these hot summer days. So check up on your neighbors. You never know what's going on. And, you know, luckily, right, you can always count on a neighbor to bring, you know, some water for you. But just those little things I do think matter. And just remembering to be kind to one another in the crazy world we live in, where sometimes it can seem a little bit unbearable sometimes, right, when you're constantly watching what's going on in the world. And so I think those little gestures can go a long way as just humans and good citizens to each other.
Speaking of which, that's a good segue. I know you were boots on the ground and a lot of people from Alliant during all these storms that happened in Wisconsin. Minnesota, we only had the really heat, but Wisconsin got hit a couple times in Illinois too.
We did get hit hard, right? And it's kind of, you know, when you think about climate change and people don't want to admit that it's real, right? The storms get heavier every year, right? The kind of the impact that they have gets bigger. And so, you know, last week was a rough week, right? There was a lot of individuals who lost some power, but, you know, we worked 24/7 to restore it because we know without electricity, scorching heat, you know, where are you kind of making sure that we're keeping you cool, safe, and operating? Because we still have a lot of people that still work from home, right? And so needing to be able to function, you know, is our priority. So we can say 100% of our customers are back. But I mean, the storms did cause havoc, not only on electricity, but to some of the communities in terms of the trees, right? Trees and kind of things that got damaged, homes got damaged, you know, our natural resources got damaged. So kind of figuring out how we can continue to impact and help in those ways as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. Do you got a question at all, or you know?
Yeah, no, not really a question. Just you know, it's crazy hot here. It's just it's ridiculous. We, you know, it was 101 just the other day, and that was a record from how long ago, Robert? Do you remember? It was like
the 30s.
Yeah,
like
from
the Dust Bowl.
1930s. So I just can't, you know, imagine it heating up more than that, because 101 was really, really hot. And the heat index with the humidity was at 104.
Yeah.
I think it went up to 106. But, yeah, it was just really unbelievable. I don't know if I've ever felt heat like that before.
Well, and the other thing that's happening is, you know, not to get too philosophical, but you know, I love this stuff, right? But it's like the impact of the UV rays, just because of what's happening on the earth, are even stronger. And so not only check up on your neighbors, but wear your sunscreen, right? Because that can have all kinds of other impacts on our health, right? If we're not protecting our skin from those UV rays, if you are going to be outside for longer periods of time. And they say reapply every 2 hours.
That's awesome. Wendy, go
ahead. I know. I do that. I say that to Robert every time because he goes,
yes,
in the morning. And I'm like, did you put your sunscreen on? And every day he's like, oh, yeah. You know, oh, yeah. I want to, if I can, explain about the, you know, a sunscreen that says like 15 protection, 30% protection, 70 protection. They all give the same protection. What it means is if you have a 15, it means that you could stay out in the sun 15 times longer than you would have if you didn't have anything on at all. And a 70 means 70. You could stay out 70 times longer in the sun if you didn't have anything on at all. So when you put them on, they're all the same, except they don't last as long. So...
Wow. And I read, so this is another money saving tip, right? If you go to the store, right, you see all the percentages, right? And anything above 70, so the 100, 110, that costs a lot more, yeah, they do the same. The 70% does just the same. So
exactly,
that's a money saving tip.
It is a money saving tip. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. Yeah,
definitely. Well, you know, I got to put it on my big schnoz because, you know, I think right up there, sucking up all the sun. Hey, you did some exciting things this week. Can we grab you on for another segment and talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
Well, let's do it. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're Griselda, and we're talking a lot of fun stuff here, and she's with Alliant and Energy, and I know they're big in Wisconsin, and it's just mm-hmm. great to have this conversation every month. So
yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
So why don't we come back after this short break?
Stay with us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry. Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Santita Jackson, and I want you and all your friends to join my new show, The Santita Jackson Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central, on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
20% of the general population have hearing loss and can't understand speech in noisy places. The universal blue and white hearing loss sign, imprinted with a capital letter T, means that a hearing loop is installed. Switch your hearing aids or cochlear implants into the T or telecoil mode for clearer speech. Contact your audiologist or instrument dispenser to learn more about this technology. Paid for by the Minnesota Commission of the Deaf, Deaf, Blind, and Hard of Hearing, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Chambaud Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambaudFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. With the warmer weather, you might be noticing your allergies picking up. And while outdoor allergies are annoying, indoor allergies can be just as bad. Did you know as many as 1 in 5 Americans suffer from allergies caused by particles frequently found inside most homes? One of the best things you can do to relieve indoor allergies is by having your air ducts cleaned. And Zero Res can help. Right now, you can take $75 off your air duct cleaning when you book your appointment at ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM950 special. Plus, you can also get 3 rooms of carpet Zero Resified from the Twin Cities' number one carpet cleaner starting at just $149, plus a free room of fiber protector, a $60 savings. And Zero Res can clean more than just your home. Ask about getting your business professionally clean, too. So breathe healthy, happy, and clean with Zero Res by booking your appointment at ZeroResMinnesota.com to get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for just $149 and get $75 off your air duct cleaning. That's ZeroResMinnesota.com.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies tonight with a low around 67, Thursday sunny with a high near 92, and Friday a chance for thunderstorms with a high around 87. Cafe Latte is a hot spot for American eats and house-made desserts in a cafeteria-style setup plus a pizza and wine bar. Cafe Latte believes ingredients matter, so that's why they never use artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. Dine in at the restaurant off Victoria and Grand in St. Paul or place a takeout order at cafelatte.com.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, what a coincidence, Wendy. We have Griselda here from Alliant Energy, and we're just talking about how to save energy and we're just shooting the stuff.
Try to keep cool.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Well, we talked a little bit about saving energy, but also let's talk a little bit about what your job entails, because I think you do a lot of stuff with the community, and why don't you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Yeah, so one of my jobs and the position that I have is fairly new to the organization, but it's really working with different stakeholders. We call them non-traditional ones, traditionally ones that have been, I don't want to say overlooked, but we have not built, I would say, the strongest relationships. And so it's our BIPOC community, but equally as important, our tribal communities. And so, I can't say 100% that Alliant wasn't engaging with our tribal communities, but I've definitely made it a point of focus to make sure that we are listening and engaging in genuine ways, right? And so part of my job is also, looking at environmental justice, right? Climate justice, and how do we make sure we build, a company that's going to be around for many years to come, but also making sure that we're listening to the communities that we're serving. And so in one of my many hats, I do our rural broadband efforts, right? And we've talked about that before here, right? Is how do you give people access to affordable, accessible, quality broadband? And part of that program has I call it our digital equity efforts, right? And that's what we talk about. It's not only to get the actual Wi-Fi service, it's also to get the equipment, right? So whether it's a phone, a laptop, iPad, whatever people need to kind of book their health appointments, get their education, work, right? Things that we all need to kind of keep ourselves thriving in the communities that we're working with. And so one of the, you know, we gave a first round of computers last month. We'll do another one this fall for our back to school fair. But part of that included, the Ho-Chunk community. We gave some students some laptops. And yesterday in the squeltering heat, there it is. I was out planting trees, part of our 1 million tree initiative, which we talked about before. And, you know, we had planned this over a month ago. And lo and behold, right, the storms hit extremely hard. And I know that there was a lot of tree damage in a lot of our tribal community areas. So this was timely and just exciting. So you can see, for those that can see it, there's some students that we donated computers to from an Menominee Tribe High School, some Alliant volunteers, and then just general people that wanted to come volunteer and help us plant those trees for the tribal community. So it was exciting. It was a long day. It was tiring. And I was very, very dehydrated, I will say that. But we planted almost 60 trees. And, you know, thank God for those young, energetic minds, right? Because, you know, I'm thinking it would take me forever to dig that hole. And then these younger students would come in and do it so fast. And we just laughed, right? And also just shared bread. I got to learn more about their community and what are the aspirations for some of our students. And I think that's beautiful because you can break bread in different ways, right? Whether it's eating or something that doesn't feel so prescribed, and got to learn a lot about what their dreams and aspirations. And we can only hope we keep inspiring that next generation to do good.
And I know for our nation too, that we're talking to Alliant about broad at the casinos, I believe. And, that's really exciting because our tribe's really different. And I don't know if people know this across Turtle Island where we're at, but we're more of like a checkerboard. So it's really kind of hard to really zoom in. We're not on a reservation per se, Ho-Chunk. So there's going to be a lot of planning and working on that to make it happen for my nation.
Yes. And we'll make it happen, right? I know we will.
Yeah, so it's exciting, and we'll have to get you into more of those conversations too. But I know the nation's really reached out to a couple. I don't know if they're engineers with Alliant or what, but they're what is that? That do not talk about stuff. They're ready to sign one of those.
The NDA. In my other life, I'm an attorney, right? So then I know that lingo too.
When I say DNR, that's totally wrong.
Yeah, that's a different. Yes. So figuring out how we can continue to partner with, you know, with your tribe, but also just doing good for our community. And like I said yesterday, I was just really inspired and motivated because the energy these kids have to volunteer, the dreams, right, that they still have. And I'm like, keep it, you know, right? Because you can watch what's going on in the world, right? And, you know, gun violence, just, you know, natural disasters, you know, what you read and hear. And, you know, it can get a little bit doom and gloom. But so I love seeing their spirit, you know, and probably because it was, and probably because they had a field trip, right? So they weren't in the classroom, so they were excited. But, you know, they were just drawn to the nature, right? And just planting, and we were doing something good, and the conversation just flowed. It was very beautiful, beautiful day.
I can relate. I was a high school teacher before I became a legislator for Ho-Chunk Nation, and I miss the students and that energy you talk about. And this will probably be Wendy and ours one of our last times to go to graduations that people were students. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah, we went to a graduation this past weekend, but having the broadband is just so important just for equity, for people to have equity and equality and be able to catch up and stay, with their peers and be able to work on the same things as their peers without falling behind.
Yeah. And I think that's why we at Alliant, you know, we knew we can be part of that solution, right? And I think we've talked about just the mechanics of the engineering that goes into getting the broadband into your home, into your schools and businesses. And so we know we play a role in that. And I think, you know, we know we serve very rural communities, right? Diverse communities. And I think, you know, most big companies go to urban areas, right? But we can't forget our rural communities that want to live where they want to live. And so how do we take the service to them? Right. And so I think that's equally as important to your point, Wendy, of not leaving people behind when traditionally our systems have left our people of color behind.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, too, what you just said earlier in the last segment. You talked a little bit about you have your broadband, but then what do you plug it into? So then you guys have helped that out with some BIPOC communities, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah, and we have our if you go to AlliantEnergy.com/foundation, we have our computer, our tech refresh program there, and people can just fill out a form. And if your organization, your school, your library, you know, is looking for equipment, fill out the form, and, you know, we can get some equipment out to those institutions that need it, because we want to go where people need it, right? We don't want to say, like, here, you need this, right? We want to be listening to our communities and how we can best help and make sure those computers, laptops, phones, you know, kind of get to the best usage. Because as Wendy said, right, it's about equity and making sure people have access, healthcare, education, and jobs.
Wow.
Exactly. And Alliance sounds very progressive.
Yeah, awesome.
And it's good business. And people, I think people are realizing that it's good business to be progressive. And that's exciting to hear.
Well, it depends who's pushing, Robert. Okay, you're looking at someone who pushes the envelope. I get told no sometimes, but, you know, you can only keep asking, right? And kind of making the business case, right?
Well, that's what you have to do.
Yeah,
right?
That's exciting to hear, too, because they hired you to do what you're doing, and that's pushing the envelope and pushing the line mm-hmm. closer and closer. So we do have, like Wendy said, equity.
Yeah, I mean, I remember seeing pictures on the internet of kids sitting outside the parking lot of a Burger King just to use their internet, you know,
right.
to do their homework and to look things up and to do their schoolwork and do their papers and whatever it is. I mean, you shouldn't have to get in the car and drive to a Burger King and sit outside on the curb to get internet service. That's crazy.
And if you do, get an Impossible Burger, because that's vegan from the.
But also, right, gas prices are astronomically high right now. So you shouldn't be getting in your car and driving if you don't have to, right?
Right.
Exactly. Oh my
well, this has been really exciting, and we really appreciate you stopping by and checking in, because I think it's important that the communities, and again, we're on four stations in Wisconsin, so it's really good to hear them hear what you guys are doing for their communities, because I don't think you get enough good news out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you both always being so gracious and inviting me to come on and share a little bit of my crazy ideas or saving tips or just dreaming with both of you and all our listeners, too.
Definitely. Well, we know you're a busy person, and we appreciate you stopping in. And that's until next time. Great to see you again.
Likewise. Stay hydrated, everyone.
Yeah, right. Hydrate.
Wow.
Thank you, Griselda.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, she's
so
wonderful.
Much. Yeah.
She does such really good work. And I love the community work that they do, the energy company that's really getting out there and working with the community and finding out what they need instead of saying, you know, this is what we have, this is what we're doing. They're just really listening to see what people need and want.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and it's great to educated BIPOC lady like herself mm-hmm. to be able to really represent in a good way and mm-hmm. Super smart, a lawyer. And that's what makes change, you know, mm-hmm. is having great allies like her working within the system.
Exactly. Yeah, it really is. It's important.
And you worked within the system in your old job, too. And it's got to have more of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing, you know, when we talk about equity, people need to get educated.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been the equalizer, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
My sister went to college mm-hmm. and graduated too, so I'm the second one in our family to graduate from college mm-hmm. and I know you were the first in your family and it's
I'm kind of thinking of everybody in the family. I'm not like, was I the first? I don't really know.
Well, within, you know, your small family, your mom and mm-hmm. grandma and everybody.
Yeah.
So it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fight for people and justice if you have the ways and the means to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, a lot of our allies and our friends have to work 60 hours to pay bills, and it's hard to fight the man, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
if you're tired and working 60 hours a week, try to put food on the table like your mom did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she had no time to – she had no time at all to fight the man. Right. No, she worked, you know, six, 7 days a week when we were kids. She was a single mom, and she did an awesome job.
And she
today's her third heavenly birthday. So
And I wanted to bring her up too because I was a favorite son-in-law.
that's what you think. No, I'm just kidding. Geez. No, you were.
Well, I was only the favorite one because I didn't live in New York, so that's right. Well, you know, we're going to have Bob Blake on next week.
Yeah.
He was in transit, so it was great to have Griselda on, Wendy. Mm-hmm. And
Shut your lights, pull down the shades, kind of stay quiet, keep cool, keep hydrated, and Robert, shut off that dining room light. It gives off a lot of heat.
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's just like ever since I was a little kid, I left lights on.
I'm always behind him shutting the lights or... I'm like, are you coming back in this room soon? No. All right. Well, shut the light.
Yeah, wow. All right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back with our sacred animal section with Wendy.
Stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
College textbooks have never been more expensive. In fact, textbook costs can make college unaffordable to many prospective students. That's especially true for Native Americans. But a new initiative called Course Breaks wants to help with textbook costs for Native American students. Course Breaks partners with book publishers and tribal colleges and universities to provide free textbooks. But Course Breaks needs your help to continue their mission. Become a donor to help Indigenous students continue their education. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
You know how to use StreamYard a little bit there, Wendy. And
I'm
I was
popping
about
up
to
the pictures.
A little soon. You wanted to beat me to the punch there, but we have a wolf howling.
It's hard to talk. It just is. It's a hard thing to do. Talking is hard.
I know. And it's like, isn't that what we get paid for?
I know. We don't do a very good job at it.
Good thing we have good guests like the last one.
People just like our goofiness.
I'm playing the straight guy. I'm not goofy. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and she's the co-host of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis, and Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. And today I have some really good news. You want to hear it, Robert?
You know I do.
All right. So, hooray. In 1 week – okay, so before I give you the good news, I just want to say this. And I've talked about this before on the show, humane policy ordinances. So the humane policy ordinances is getting pet stores to not sell cats and dogs that come from puppy mills, right? We want to cut off that pipeline.
Yep.
So every time a city or a county or a state adopts this ordinance, I want to shout out about it. And I have some really good news. Hooray. In 1 week, two Midwestern cities voted to prohibit the sale of puppies in pet stores to dry up the puppy mill pipeline. First, it was Carmel, Indiana.
Yeah.
And just last night, the city of Waukesha, Wisconsin. The city of Waukesha, Wisconsin voted to go humane and prohibit the sale of puppies and in pet stores. Kudos to Indiana and Wisconsin advocates, because this takes a lot of work, right? People who don't know that this it's a problem don't know it's a problem. So they don't even know about it. So it's advocates who get in touch with their city council members, who make phone calls, who bring awareness about this to get this done. This is really huge. These victories are possible in your town and city. If you're interested in getting this ordinance in your town or city, get in touch with the Humane Society of the United States, their state director, about how you could help pass local ordinances. And it's really fun. I worked on one here in St. Paul.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
It wasn't just me. It was many people who worked on it, many organizations who got involved in it. And it was really exciting. I actually got to testify in front of our city council members in St. Paul. It was really scary, but I did it. So I'm really, really happy. Waukesha. Why can't I say Waukesha?
We are with Waukesha here.
I know. That's why crazy. I should say it. Waukesha became Wisconsin's sixth community to go humane and prohibit the sale of puppies in pet stores. We are grateful for District 3 Alder Casey Rodriguez for her incredible work leading this ordinance. Thank you to Alder Jack Wells for his co-sponsorship. And another shout out to Alder Pete Bartles for his wonderful comments about listening to people he was put in office to represent. We love to see elected officials listen to their constituents, right?
Did you say Bartles?
Yeah.
Like Bartles and James?
Yeah, Peter Bartles for his wonderful comments.
That's nice.
This is really unbelievable. And every time I hear about somebody, an area adopting this ordinance, I just want to talk about it. But 8 months ago, in the Humane World from Kitty Block's blog, she put up that there were 400 communities across the United States that now stand up against puppy mills. The only way to get rid of these puppy mills is to stop the pipeline, right? And the need for these puppies. And that's what we're going for. Our campaign, which is the HSUS campaign to stop puppy mill cruelty, just reached an important milestone. This was 8 months ago, with the passage of the 400th local ordinance prohibiting the sale of puppy mill puppies in pet stores. And this is something to celebrate, as it shows so many people coming together to make the world a more humane place for animals.
Yeah.
More and more communities are seeing the cute puppy or kitten frolicking in the pet store windows very differently, thanks to a heightened awareness about puppy mill industry. In this industry, dogs and cats, mothers and fathers are treated like money-making machines, bred over and over with little regard for their health or well-being. And we all know that because we have a puppy mill survivor dog, and her name is Gracie. Gracie's 13 years old. She's a little white Maltese, and she spent 7 years of her life in a puppy mill in a cage in an indoor facility. And I can't remember if it was Iowa or Ohio where she was. I think it was Iowa.
Well, being from New York, you don't know.
And it was anywhere. An I state. I don't, I don't remember.
A flyover
state.
Was.
She was in this horrible place for 7 years. And you
know, I feel like she's just become a dog the last couple of years.
I know. It's
she
really
was like an injured bird and delicate for so long that we when we had her in the beginning.
I mean, just recently, we've had her for a little over 5 years now.
Wow.
And she still is like, she's like a puppy. She's a 13-year-old dog that's like a puppy.
Because she doesn't know any better.
She was never out of a cage. You know, she never walked on grass. She stayed in the cage. Somebody came once a week to fill her automatic food and water dispensers. They washed her cage out with a hose. That's how
I'm sure a high-powered hose,
and that's why she's really afraid of water. She won't even walk. She won't even walk through the water or sprinklers.
If she sees them like from a distance, she stops dead in her tracks. Remember leaves?
Yeah, I know. Like she was afraid of the water because that's how they cleaned out her cage like that.
And then the leaves, she wouldn't walk on leaves because she didn't know what they were.
Right. Yeah, she would stop dead in her tracks. And we used to say to each other, remember, Robert, we would say, uh-oh, she's Gracie's frozen. Yeah. And then we'd try to figure out, like, why she's frozen and what's freaking her out. We wanted to teach her that it was okay. And that's what we did when she stopped at the leaves. We're like, we think it's the leaves. So then we would show her our other dog, Wanda, who has really helped her become a dog and shows her things that she shouldn't be afraid of. So then Gracie will be like, oh, okay, I shouldn't have to be afraid of this.
Right.
But, so she's really become a dog. But anyway, with the leaves, she stopped. And remember, she jumped over them.
Oh.
It was sad and cute at the same time.
Very sad.
Yeah, but she's really good. You know, she's finally just coming and sitting on our laps now.
I know.
You
Isn't
know?
That crazy?
It is. After 5 years of having
she's
her.
She's smart, though, as heck, because she barks at us when she wants something, too, now, where before it was like, where's the white dog? What happened to the white dog?
Right. So if you're out there, please don't buy any animals from pet stores. You know, go to your local shelter. Work with a rescue organization.
I've said this before, but it's like if you go to a powwow or go anywhere where it's native jewelry or anything, ask who made it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go pick out a dog, ask to see the parents.
Right.
And that'll tell you everything, right?
Exactly, Robert. If you go to a responsible, I'm putting quotations up, responsible breeder, you want to see the mother and father dog and where they're kept and where they live. If they don't live in the house with the people and they're kept out in the yard in cages, walk the other way.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I would like to end with these thoughts. Pinigigi to Wendy, Ogama, and Griselda from Align Energy. If we're still here, we are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3. Please get vaccinated.